Hello to you all. Thanks for being with us here in New Life, the series of educational discussions with Rav Lightman. Hello, Rav Lightman. Hello. Hello, Yael Leshed Haren. Hello. And today we want with you to try to discuss, to study, to deepen and learn how to build a better society here in Israel. And I believe we can do it all over the world. We have very big gaps between the strong layers and the weaker layers. And if we look at our lives, each of us, the lack of confidence and the lack of security is growing, and the thing that you're going to deteriorate even worth onwards. Personally, for me, I have four children at home and can really pressure us and give us a situation where we can't sleep at night. We're going to improve the society. And Yael, please open. Hello. We finished with our last program that we have a dress factory, and we want to make it into a shoe factory. The other way around, but it doesn't matter. We want to make the shoe factory into a clothes. We have a shoe producer factory and into a dress company factory, and we're starting with a society in which our world has changed to a new factory where we need to be connected to each other in an integral manner, like all of nature, which is starting to present itself as an integral system, a global system, which is connected, completely unified. And we, as we enter into factory, imagine to yourself, I, you, and Oren go into the factory. And we're accepted to work. In some place, we're happy, really, we need this work, we want to live, to progress, we have a family, children, we ourselves are there, we're promised a true heaven, Garden of Eden, social conditions, you know, you worked in this, and also our lady here is in that, so we're all in a system of all the splendor. Only there's one condition. If you will combine and intermingle in the right way between you and all the systems, which is the main thing, for in us, this is the main, this main collective, everyone that's here, all our work depends on a good relation between humans. Because what we are creating, what we're producing, truly depends on the relations between us. Because each of us is demanded to support each other. And not that each will attack the other and do some kind of blows in the cogwheels. And that there's other things, and we have to build an alternative system and community, and everything is kind of regular, and then it becomes very heavy until everything falls and crumbles apart. So here we're told like this: all our work is very, very sensitive, very gentle, and it depends on how much we understand each other, help each other, feel each other, and we work in such a way on the new ideas, on such a production that completely depends on a mutual understanding between us. That's it. We are all already in the factory that is a futuristic factory. This futuristic factory, first of all, it's not clear how you came into here, because usually we accept here people that went through a very strong and powerful change earlier. But if you've come in, you should know what's going on here. We, as factories, the future factories that are rising right now, are not engaged in anything that is associated with the old world. In the old world, we dealt with agriculture, machines, the different services, and all kinds of things. We now know that 90% of the human society doesn't need to work, but rather it needs to create from itself, from the connection between within it, to create some new product, a new product of a new generation. This product is the force of connection. And this force of connection is, if we put it into the relations between us, and in the relations between us to nature, it becomes a creative product. It brings us a reward, a benefit, even more than all the big machines, all the big factories that we had before. We are starting to receive from nature by adapting ourselves to it. We start to receive from it new treasures, truly new treasures, which is a profit from nothing. I put a small seed in the ground, and I have a whole field of produce. I have in the morning some brilliant idea. I do it in this new 3D printer. I make from it some new machine that works completely, almost on air, and not even on air. It also can't work because we have to protect the air also, yes, to save. And thus we come to a state in which we actually are working on new ideas that are all coming out from us being closer to nature, coming closer to it, as we are in balance with it, that we can take out such strengths, such forces to open such sources from nature that give us endless energy. Because in nature everything exists. We can fill ourselves with almost no effort. In materialistic effort, we see that no one can do it. We see one person today, if he wants, if you give him the conditions, he can contain 1,000 people. He can maintain 1,000 people. Meaning, our factory is completely built upon the creation of the new product. As this new product is the force of adaptability to this society. If we suit ourselves more to nature and are more in balance with nature, by doing so, we can create anything we want. Though we, with that, understand that we need to receive from nature only the necessary things for our existence, for our corporeal sustenance, and what comes to us from nature comes to us from equivalence with nature itself. These things that come in culture, in inner fulfillment, other than what our body needs for existence, in contradiction with all that fills me, what gives me emotional nourishment, social nourishment, it all comes from our suitability with nature. What is that suitability? We were talking about this old factory. We came to a new reality. No, we don't. We're talking about adaptability to nature. Can you explain this to us? Yes. You need to enter into education. We have by the factory a school, a faculty, doesn't matter what you call it. We take on these people like you, which don't understand what we're talking about, but they have the basic necessity for existence, and they also understood that it's worthwhile to invest, because beyond that, they will have a good life. Meaning the ego continues to work, but it's working already in a way that is ready to adapt itself to the new conditions, because otherwise the future in general is threatening us in a very serious manner. Meaning a person has come to a state of recognition of evil in his state, and also somewhat in the recognition of evil in his nature. That his nature is truly his qualities are bad, his properties are bad, because he always wants to earn at the expense of others. We are also bringing this on as the first course in our faculty, as he learns how the whole world, as much as it creates things and spoils the earth and the air and everything, is all happening because each wants to be more than the other. He has no benefit from it other than the feeling that I am better than others. From this feeling, we're destroying nature, we're destroying all the conditions and everything only for that one sensation. That I control, I rule. And here we come to the recognition of evil, that this quality in man is a bad quality. What quality? The quality that I will reign, that I will control, that I don't have actually anything, any benefit from this. And we see that these people are also cascading downwards, that nevertheless this drive in man, as if it doesn't finish. It's being finished in the society of today, but it's also in a passive manner. But also, so far, it's been pretty passive. Meaning, we are bringing people to our faculty, and there they start to learn our studies. That the beginning of the study, which are coming to us from the previous factory, and there they worked according to their conditions, each went for the heads of the others, and it comes to the what we can get by complaining about others and ruling about everyone. Now we're coming into our factory. We explain to them, first of all, from our education and our studies, we're not hurrying until, and it depends on people. First of all, the understanding that we're in a special state, that they are also, not to scare people, but to them to understand that they didn't have this picture in expansion. It wasn't there. So they start to feel now that they are in a very, really dangerous state, a really terrible state, and who knows where it will still go to. That's one thing. And the other thing, that if we correct the relations between us, we completely erase all the bad between us, we erase all the bad in nature, we build a new life, a new society, and a good society. Only we need to change the nature of man, as our direction is simple. To all be as brothers. Brothers sometimes are very cruel to each other, that's clear. But the meaning is that brothers that are connected together. Let's say friends. Friends. And if we are friends, no one wants more than the other. Everyone is concerned for everyone. And in the end, we need to understand that if he is concerned for everyone, it returns to him, and only in such a manner he is nourished. This is an integral society, a global society that needs to rise. In such a way, we rise to a new degree of humanity. An egotistical society, we use our rational ego, a more purposeful ego. It's really not the ego that I want for the harm of others, but rather that I want for the benefit of the others, because it will also return to me, and I too will have good. That we are all in mutual guarantee, that we're all in connection, meaning that we're all in one ship, and we're all together. What is this ego? The ego is, first of all, that we defined it in that I want for me to have it better than for others. It could be that even before that, the ego meant that I was only concerned for myself. Later, I didn't just care for about myself, but I started to compare myself to the others. And for it to be better for me than to the others. Meaning I wasn't concerned that it would be good for me compared to the bad, that I die from a lack of food or necessary things. But let's say I have necessity, and I'm already looking at my neighbor, and I see that he has more, and then my necessity is already not sufficient for me. All of a sudden, I look at him, and I want for me to have what he has, and even more. And thus, we are in competition. Meaning, we're not like animals that each supplies for himself and no more than that, but rather, we are already like human beings, as each is nourished from the other, profited from the other. And that I, first of all, from the desire for the success from others, and also I go and succeed, meaning I'm capable of developing. I have two things. First of all, a lack for development and fulfillment for that lack. And thus I develop from the degree of from degree to degree. Let's say I am in a certain village, and then the maximum I see is what's in that village, and I also want for me to have from this and from that and from what they have, and no more than that. So I have limits. If I come to a city, wow, what cars, what homes, what clothing, well, what pleasures. Everything I wanted, meaning it all depends on how much I acquire lacks and new desires from the others. And accordingly, I develop. And this is how I develop. This is what we call go and profit from each other. First of all, the profit is by me growing my lack, my deficiency, that I want more, because this raises me. I become more needy of things. I am a higher, bigger person. I have this also, but also a big desire is a reward, because it progresses a person in life. And this is how I developed until we came to the current state in humanity, in which we already see that I don't even want to acquire so much the other lacks. But I also see that I'm despaired from not filling myself by them. And maybe I am filling myself also for the next day. I don't want it anymore, because the desires change constantly. I also come to a state in which the whole world starts to be, it's called a crisis, where I now am not capable to fill my needs. I need to get calming remedies. I see that I don't have that pink future that we all thought we would have. As we once thought that at one point everyone will have a tower, that each person would have several cars, that each one will have his golf field and everyone will have whatever they want. The American dream. And it could be. And the Americans presented this towards the whole world. Whoever wants, please. This can happen. We thought, we didn't even see that it's not possible. We didn't do the calculation of where are you going to take this from? How could it be that everyone will live in such a way? So there's the upper percentile that can have it. But what can we do today? And how do I use this mechanism that you just described right now in your faculty? Wait, this is what I mean. Today I came to a state in which if I want, after this whole crisis, the dream is already there somewhere far beyond us. We are all in a crisis. We are all in the danger of destruction. We are all in environmental and climate blows, in the family, and crisis, and everything is in crisis. It works out that today I am in a state in which I am capable, on one hand, on behalf of our technology, to supply all the goods to the whole world. On the other hand, due to our attributes and the relations between us, I want for everyone to die. That's it. Very simply. Meaning we have a problem. we, because of our qualities, our properties, we can cannot supply the necessary ingredients for existence, and to educate each and every one that you don't need more than necessity. And all the rest, let's think how you will fill yourself. But from you buying more and doing more, we don't need to develop in that direction. Our technology also is rising in the direction of a higher dimension. And us in our internality are not rising more than beasts, like the animals. What do you mean? I mean that I want corporeal things, things that are built from wood and metal and stone and glass. I see in this matter, in this acquirement, that it's already not suitable for our times. You will see what technology, where it's developing, to air, to what direction, to the direction of information, to the direction of the upper emotions, not to matter. And I already see that. How much can I enjoy from matter, from materials? We see that today, even the young generation is not drawn to that specifically. It is completely inside virtuality. Meaning, we need to understand here that our fulfillment, our filling beyond the degree of us like humans that are in a body, the rest of our filling needs to be a filling not through corporeality. Our body needs to receive as many calories as it needs, a bed, a home, a family. Yes, we're not talking about that. But beyond that, just as we long to run to all over the world, from every place to every place, as we're going crazy and trying to buy garbage, we need to understand that all these things are just destroying Earth. It's as if they're doing something good to whoever is selling it to us, but even that not. Because in the end, our crisis is a crisis in how a person perceives his life. As we somehow lost our direction, it's like we needed to continue our development after we were developing in technology and in science. We need to also develop in the direction of the spirit of man, in what is demanded of us. It's like we've stopped here and we don't want to develop anymore. We're already in this for several dozens of years. Therefore, there's a crisis in science and culture and education and all those things that define the man in us. You understand? From me developing all kinds of machines, instruments, by me building all kinds of homes and this whole materialistic things, and nothing happens. In what? By me building things from something corporeal, from something physical that's in the air. And he is in crisis. Even the weaker layers today are living better than 100 or 200 years ago. But fulfillment is lacking in man. And to that, he longs for and doesn't have. And nature is pushing us to a new level of development. And we have stopped in our technological development, and that's it. And we think that we can remain in that if we will somehow realize the American dream, that we're already sure that that's not going to happen. Earth won't allow that. It's not endless with all its natural resources, and so you have nothing to do about it. With all of that, you will feel the crisis. So we are coming to a state in which All our development must be a development towards the fulfillment, but a fulfillment from a new degree. What is a fulfillment? A person lives in order to fill himself. To fill himself with food, sex, family, money, respect, knowledge, what not, to fill himself. And with what he fills himself is called fulfillment. What is filling? His desire, his lack. There's a lack and there's a filling. So let's say I want to replace my apartment to a better apartment. Then the lack for the new apartment is the lack, the desire. And the fulfillment is that you feel the pleasure as you enter into a new apartment. Same thing for a new car. Same thing for a new car. And you're saying that this today is not gratifying because society is growing better in a more advanced way than we are developing as humans. No, that I'm saying that technology gave you everything you need. To me, out to the world. Out to the world, that's for sure. And your lack, your desire, also needs to develop to a new degree, to a new fulfillment. But you cannot realize it. The question is in what? How do I fill man today? I'm lacking today things that I know how to define. Yes, how? 1 second, I'll define them. And in your faculty, in the first lesson that you're giving us here, in your faculty, you're saying, well, other than what you know that you're lacking, there are other more internal things that you know that you're lacking, and this is what you're teaching me. No. Okay, then I don't understand. No, I'm not coming to bring you some kind of what's the right manners or values that you will understand what's good. Maybe it came out not in a good way. I am teaching you that you can attain everything by your new attitude towards the society and towards nature. What is everything? Everything, the meaning is that if you will relate to your whole life just as to the integral life, which means that you will start to discover the whole world as a round world, as all of its systems is all in all one unified system, an integral system. Integral meaning connected from all the directions together. Then by you relating in such a practical manner to the world, you will come to a state in which you will be able to take out of nature, from human society, you will be able to bring out such fulfillments that will supply you both in corporeality and in your spirituality. It all depends on your attitude towards yourself, towards those that surround you, and to general nature in all in all. Why? Because we are in a system which is all one. And only man puts a warp into the system as he doesn't relate to everyone and to nature like to one unified system. And he flaws it. He ruins it. Therefore, we can't today not plan, not raise and not manage any system, not in society and not in the industry and not in the connections between states and also in a family. In every place, we're not capable of managing any system for the good because we have entered into an integral system and we don't know how to connect to it. Therefore, as you enter into our new faculty, you will need to learn what it's called to be in an integral system. And you need to learn how to be part of this integral system. This is not a difficult study. This is like you're wishing upon your children. Don't beat them up. Be friends. Be in mutual support for each other. Give him a part. And then it'll be good for you too. Why are you teaching in such a way? Because you know that by this, they will protect themselves, be more safe for each other. They'll be safer for each other. No one will beat up the other. And so on and so forth. So we need to teach ourselves how to be good children. But we're not children anymore, right? We are already the big ones that are bad. So we need to go back and learn how to receive that education that is lacking for us. So this is kind of like your agenda here in the faculty. If you'll be good children, then everyone will be good children. And the problem is it sounds kind of childish. If you don't want, you can go back to your factory and you'll be fired and go on. No, I'm saying that you're naive. This perception of life that if you'll be good children, and I say we'll be good children, what is this magic? You'll be good children and we became good children. We're not children. That's why I said we're not children. That's why you're going into education with what you're lacking from before. And now you'll receive it, though you are not children. You need to really sit and study and to do all kinds of activities, songs, and all the things that also children do, and you too will do. Otherwise, it'll be really bad for you. Well, that's what the threats don't add. No, I'll tell you. You need to understand from your first how nature is teaching us from lack of choice. It's not that I'm threatening, I'm just emphasizing that you need to see this because you don't see it. You understand? If I won't tell you this, you won't see. You will think that tomorrow it might be good. I need, first of all, to bring you this perspective that there's no choice. That I'm also operating from a lack of choice. I am not attracting you from not good to better. We see how nature has advanced us to a state where there's no choice, that we're in a lack of choice. And therefore I'm saying, if we won't do this, we'll be in a really bad state. You're saying you're scaring us, so it's not okay. I'm not scaring, I'm just opening your eyes of what's going on now. If it was good right now, I wouldn't turn to you at all. This is called scaring. If one is in a good thing, and I'm telling him about his future, then maybe seems to me also. But if everyone sees and is in effect for today and also for tomorrow, it's not scary. It's simply, how would you relate to a child that goes out to the street to a dangerous situation? Wouldn't you scare him? Wouldn't you tell him that there's a bear outside or something like that? To my child? Yes, of course I would tell him that. So, and that's for his benefit. Yeah, of course, I'm responsible for him. So is it allowed for you to do that or not? It's a must. So why are you saying that I'm not right? Okay. No, I was kind of pressured. You're talking and no, I'm telling you that really it's dangerous there. We understood that already. We understood that it's dangerous. We understood that we want to change. And that if we will change, we understood that it's enough for us to change our relations. All the bad situation will disappear. We felt that. We didn't feel anything yet. We remained the same. Operators from the factory, workers from the previous factory. Now there's a process, and we're just telling you what's going on. And also this story is not a story, and you're not taught in a frontal manner like in a university, like in a school. Everything is taught through what we call workshops. As you unite there in groups of 10 people, and you go through all sorts of activities and meaning it's not a lecture towards an audience, it's a workshop and an and a moderation of this workshop by the organizer of the, and all the rest of the processes that occur go through workshops in such a way. We give them each time a little bit of knowledge in what we're going through, especially from their experience that they already received from the workshop, and then they have questions, and then we explain it to them a little bit, and then upon that we can do another workshop, meaning the workshop is the place where we process ourselves. We truly each time are in creating from ourselves something new. By that environment that we're in, and this environment constantly changes, we intermingle and mix within these workshops, within our faculty, and there are many groups, and it's not one factory. And this is how we do it. So that after quite a few months, you are as in work, you have to come and participate and everything, and to get a salary and all that you need, you start to feel that your values are changing and your attitude towards people changes and your attitude towards life in general changes, and to the children, and to the relatives, and to the close people, and the far people. And then in relation to this, you start to see yourself in the new state already, that one is made up of, it's from two parts, from the beast and the person. Meaning his animalistic body is the beast, and my internality is called the human, meaning the degree of the beast needs to decide what it needs, how many calories, and so on. And for that, we don't need even to look at it. It's not even a question of supply. But the human in us needs to be engaged in something else. It needs to receive a fulfillment that is associated with man. And this is the spirit in him. And this spirit can only be filled by the good connection between himself and with others. And what do me and Oren need to go through? We only understood this whole part in our mind so far. That's not the first part. Because all that we go through, we also go through in an activity, which is called a workshop. If these workshops, and we didn't develop yet a feeling of this, it probably didn't work. I'm talking about the first course. It's not important. What do I need to feel at the end of the first stage? Oh, so we're already entering into a new stage, into a new topic, which is called the new education. This is something that really we must bring to the whole world. This new education's goal is to bring a person to a degree of love of others, no less and no more. And from the love of others to the love of nature in general. Who's the nature? The nature is still vegetative, animate, and people, and everything that I exist in and feel, and that I will open for myself and will feel. This is all associated with nature. So nature includes within it also the whole universe, also still vegetative and animals and people that are upon earth, everything together. All of that together is called a nature. So I need to develop for all these things an attitude of love, so it'll be valuable to me and precious to me, compared to similar to how I care for my children. That I can't imagine myself what it is to feel good, comfortable, happy if I discover that there could be some bad thing to some part of nature, meaning to some person, to some animal, to some vegetation, to some animal, anything that exists. This is the end of one's development, that I truly care about everything, that I care about everything. Because man controls everything. Because if I won't care about everything, I won't be able to balance Earth. I brought it to an imbalance which threatens my existence. Do you understand why I need to love it? In order to simply organize it correctly to life, to my grandchildren and my children. I need to love every rock, every ant. You need to feel all these things and what is the best state they need to be in order to interrelate within the integral system, because everything is connected in everyone. You're moving some stone, you burn some tree, you're doing something with animals. If it's not under the framework of what you're allowed to do, you're coming out of balance in your relations with nature, and you're causing a disaster. What does it mean to feel love for it? Love meaning a concern that everything will remain in balance. Because the balance is like in our body, that from the balance, everything works in the right way. I will feel upon myself and my body, is something that will come out of this? Yes, of course. Even to the point that instill vegetative and animate from everything you can feel. Let's say you have 100 children. Would you feel each and every one of them? Of course. You're sure. Why? That's how it is in nature. I know that I have 3, and if I had 30, I would still feel for each and every one of them. So that is called the force of love. That at once, without any effort, it's like you're feeling with everyone together, everyone is within you, right? That's what needs to be. Otherwise, again, I'm saying, and this is in a rational manner, in a logical manner. If I, in my logic, in my mind, in my attitude, in my mind, won't feel a concern for these things, and the concern comes from love, then it won't be from concern. And the love itself will give me the forces to be caring for all of nature, of where I am, because it's my home on all of Earth. And if not, I won't be able to organize it correctly. According to what you're saying, it seems to me like more than concern, because concern is more in my head. As I care for my children, it's not just that I'm concerned for my mind to something. I truly feel them. Therefore, this attitude is called love. Now, you're describing a state which I'm not in it right now, to feel some kind of love to all of nature. And wait, ma'am, I'm not talking about where you are. I showed you now what needs to be your inner feeling so that you will relate to your life in a way that you will be able to organize them correctly and not to break them and to bring them to a state in which your children and your grandchildren won't be able to exist. Do you understand? This is a very serious matter. They say that in 50 years, Earth won't be suitable for life. So we need to understand in what state we need to be compared to Earth so that this won't happen. This attitude is called love. Well, I understood that I don't have a choice. I understand that I have something, anything better. I understood that all the bad will disappear once I get there. And to love, it will give me 100 more children to care for. I'll be very happy. But I want to know how to do this. What stages do I need to go through in order to move from where I am today? Emotional stages, because you're talking about emotions, yes. What stages do I need to go from where I am today in order to come to that state which I really want to come to? So you already want. You see the necessity in it. I understand that I don't have a choice. I understand that there's a change in my whole operating system. It's not something that it's that worker that was in the other factory I needed to. So what's this process I need to go through? So we're working as usual with your ego. Please, just as you understand now, with your ego, with your desire, that it's worthwhile for you to be in a new state, for then you are preparing for your offspring good conditions, and somehow I'll exist. But what will be with them? So we are looking at your ego. How? We teach you how to be in the right state with all those that surround you. Let's say you're living in some place, pretty limited. A neighborhood or a city, doesn't matter. It could be even not a neighborhood or a city or a few neighbors. Or in your workplace where you are, or a better place. Let's say you together with us in the faculty, you're coming in to work with us, not into our factory. Because so also onwards, you will start to create actually your new attitude towards nature. This will be the product of our factory. It's not a factory that does shoes instead of clothing or clothing instead of shoes. It's a factory which creates the right attitude towards nature, which is a great, very great force. It's a very important product which operates in all of ecology and the general system, balances it, and brings it to a great degree forward. We need such kind of people to work in it in their heart and their mind, so they will think only how to balance the world. And their desire will operate and influence this. Also today we have many results that show us that what is happening in man is influencing nature. So we are taking people who will later work together, and we make from them slowly, slowly, a new society with a new attitude. They sit in circles, 10 people, because more than 10 people it's hard to connect with them. Each time it could be a new 10 that connect together. And then we teach them how to talk to each other, how to hear each other, how to give up and concede for himself, why I'm capable, why I'm not capable, and how we connect, how we understand each other, how we stop seeing the externality of each other, to the point that I don't even see your external shape or form. And later I don't even see your attributes. And later I don't even see your point, which is drawn towards me, attracted towards the connection with me. It doesn't matter if it's man or a woman. It's simply the human situation that we have, which is above our degree of animal, this point of connection which is in each and every one of us. And then if we want to connect between all of these points together, to come to a state in which we are in an integral system, that we're all connected with each other, and then we, in such a way, start to work on it. And throughout months and months, which we are working, we bring everyone to an understanding and a feeling, and on the contrary, also a feeling and an understanding of what it means to be in a unified system. What it means to work in a synchronization with each other. What does it mean that I understand the other like I understand myself? And we already become with them to one system, connected in the shortest manner to each other. And then from this we start to see what relations there need to be between all of us. What actually nature demands of us as it awakens to us, to all the stages of development that we've been through, that we need to be such an integral part of it that we will organize the world, our world specifically. We will work out, we will organize, because according to our development, all these degrees of animal, of the world of vegetation, and the world of inanimate is all dependent on our nature. And then we start to get that our nature is not just nature, that there is a great wisdom in this, a plan, a thought. And this is what scientists are already talking about, that there is a special program that specifically initially worked on us and grew us in such a way that we developed from still vegetative and animate and humans. And now we truly are coming to a degree of development that we're starting to get to know nature, its program, its plan, its degree, its level of decision that came before and operated on us, this decision, all the time until it brought us to identify with nature. And here we come, for the time being, as much as we understand, to the end of the development in the next level of ours. And in this, we see that all the forces of nature today are directed and pushing us towards this. And we will have to learn this. This is the profession that people will receive, other than the necessary things that each will have to give in order to supply to it the necessary things for human existence. And we will feel from this new attitude between us, fulfillment, pleasure, development, expansion to a degree that we can't even express in the previous state in which we would be able to buy another apartment, another home, another car, or another greener grass. This is just a different, completely different fulfillment, which is suitable to the degree of our development. And this depends on man, which is dependent on others, and earth, and will provide us all that we need in abundance, and spirituality we will attain in the relations between us endlessly. Will everyone have to go through this faculty? Each and every one. In the same level, each according to his development. But I'm sure that just as we are in different stages of development in our environment, that's how everyone is going to have to. So as me and Oren come to you, to this faculty, and usually when you come to the university, you get, the first year you study these professions, and the second year you learn those subjects. And is there a certain syllabus that we can receive that we will know what you're going to learn with me? No, I don't want. Because you're changing. He changes. If I will show you what will be next year, without you going through what is this year, you will think that it's something not normal and it's not suitable and I don't want it. And because if a person doesn't understand, we can see this in his mind, and it will be something that's against, supposedly. I need to love others, I need to love nature, and to relate differently. A person doesn't understand what pleasure he has from this, what fulfillment he receives, and how much these things are, how should we say, how much these things open for him the treasures of fulfillment, the such sources that he starts to feel his livelihood, his life. So there's a certain gradual, slow process that each goes through. I don't think it's so slow. I think that maybe it'll take a few months for sure. Maybe even a year or two. But afterwards, also throughout your work in our factory, you will also constantly go through changes. And you will also be in all kinds of courses and progress. As usual today, in all our works today, there is no steady, constant job. It always is changing. Can you tell me the first stage of what I will feel? It's interesting to me. The first stage you need to understand is that for the revelation of our codependency on each other. which is brought to you also as from philosophers, also from scientists, also politicians, also the regular life, from the media, from everything. But to understand this system, how closed it is and how connected it is, and how dependent we are on each other, and how much from us being dependent on each other, it is worthwhile to be in the positive dependency on each other and not negative. Nature closed us. It truly closed between us. We are dependent. And this dependency that each wants to spin the wheels to its direction. And therefore, we feel this state, which is called a crisis. So I will start to feel you, and you will feel me. In this synchronization between us, that all of a sudden it's freeing up, that all of a sudden there's a profit, and all of a sudden there is a certain freedom. We feel no pressure. We feel how we were going to, how everything will be to towards us, how it will be to your benefit and my benefit. It's that same good state, that good future. It all depends on how much we discover our codependency. Today it's being discovered as a terrible state. And after the first stage in our university, I hope you will come to a state in which at least you will know and feel that everything depends on the good dependency between us. Dependency is already a fact. Only the nice and good dependency. That's what we need to achieve. All of our good future depends on this. Before we finish of our first lesson in the faculty, it's not the first lesson. It's this was a little of the content of the course. So I wanted to ask about a few of the ideas, because maybe you're very sensitive people, and maybe because I have a very educated woman, and she's filled with everything, and she feels the ants and everything. The truth is, I'm not so in the matters of love, but what does fascinate me and give me curious is that you said that you're going to open some kind of treasures of abundance. And where do these treasures come from? From the attitude between people, from the relationship. What treasures are there in the relations between people? Well, let's say the treasures of fulfillment. What? That fills me. We hate each other. We hate each other. So I constantly want to harm her and in all kinds of things. And you're smiling. Why are you smiling? Well, because that's my life. I'm concerned with this, not just a bit. Let's say we replace this and want to do good for each other. So there's a certain candy. I give you half and I take half. So I have something. She helps me. And things that we don't even have at all. Even things that don't need to be in materialism. We can... But I don't want to even give half a candy to my child. So we'll keep you outside of the factory, and we're going to get health and security, and you'll eat the results in your home. Not a half a candy, okay? You can eat yourself up. In short, I can't come to those treasures. Why not? What am I lacking? Because you're not capable. Even if I will take you between us, you won't be able to capable to feel what I'm saying. Whatever I'm lacking, you're all in half a candy, half a anything. I half a heart. What am I lacking? A heart. So you're not selling hearts? No. That you need to receive by the exercises and the studies in the new education. Which what? Will develop my heart? That's what I'm asking? Yes. Now you have a heart and the degree of an animal, of a beast. You're really insulting me just before the end. What do you mean, I have a heart of a beast? So, how am I going to continue here? What are you saying? Because you're thinking all about yourself. It seems to me like everyone's like that, no? I'm not so outstanding. Yes, but these excuses are not acceptable. In the integral world, you need to be good-hearted to everyone. And is this capable? Is this possible? There's no choice. give me some homework so that I won't go with a beast heart and I be with my children at night to be like you. I don't know what you wrote there. Something small now. Leave what I forget. It's worthwhile for you to listen to this program again. Okay, I will do that. Thank you, Rav Lightman. Our time is over. There's action in the faculty. Thank you, Yael. And thank you, too, for being with us. It may be worthwhile for us to hear this discussion again. A new life. All the best.